The chief executive of the Accra Metropolitan Assembly, Alfred Oko Van der Poy, has attributed the fire, which gutted parts of the pedestrian shopping mall at the Kwame Nkrumah Circle in Accra yesterday, to illegal connection of electricity. He said the police and the fire service are investigating the cause of the fire, and anyone found culpable will face the full rigors of the law. Mr. Van der Poy said this when he visited the market to ascertain the extent of damage. We bring you a report by Victoria Ahaji and Helen Sam.
The fire started around 7 p.m. last night and destroyed 21 sheds and 7 containers packed with used clothing. According to the AMA boss, it is the duty of the AMA tax force in the market to deal with all electrical issues, and was at a loss as to how this illegal connection was done. He said anyone found culpable will be punished.
In this situation, I think the evidence is there for everybody to see. You can see that somebody did an illegal connection with bare wires, and the wires was left unprofessionally done, you know, and that is what sparked the fire. However, I would want to still wait for the police and the fire service to come up with their, you know, findings on it. Our task force must be able to have seen that should not happen, and that is why I want to have a thorough investigation to find out if anybody neglected their responsibilities and allowed somebody to do an illegal connection which resulted in this, and then we will deal with anybody who had a hand or anybody who did not do their work.
Mr. Van der Poy noted that the AMA together with NADMO will construct new sheds to replace the burnt ones. He said the owners will also be given support financially.
NADMO would do what we do best, that is to get the registration of all affected traders. That's number one. And then number two, AMA will always take responsibility to build back the sheds. So we will do so that they can have their environment to do their business. And then thirdly, if there is any assistance financial we can offer them to support them bring back their business, we would.
Some victims of yesterday's fire spoke to Radio Ghana.
They have seen the fire. So if AMA come and wire the place and now there is fire outbreak, we have to put the blame on AMA. Because last time it happened and they said we shouldn't bring our own engineer or electrician. So AMA is going to do everything. So they come, they charge us 40 Ghana cedis for workmanship. Then we buy our wires, everything. We give them money to buy it. And then they do it. And now there is fire outbreak. But I'm happy that Honorable is saying that he's going to deal with those people drastically. And I want to stand on his word. We are bleeding to Honorable. What he just told us, he should stand on his word.
As our own boss, AMA, as he said, he will come and do everything. He will make investigation. What caused the fire? We will make it. Then we will arrest those people. So I am here waiting patient to open us the gates so that you can enter inside.
The market, which was closed, is expected to be opened this afternoon.
That report by Victoria Ahaji and Helen Sam.